rural hospitals in Tennessee have been some of the most stressed in the country. 8 communities are getting used to life after losing their only hospital, and more facilities are teetering. So health officials are exploring the options and pointing to the town of Hohenwald, which has had to make do for 2 decades. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Having to drive 45 minutes to the nearest emergency room doesn't sound so bad until a rattlesnake sinks its fangs into you.
Snake bit me right there.
William Self's arm swelled up so much it turned black. A surgical scar runs from the middle of his palm most of the way to his elbow. The incision was meant to relieve pressure, but damaged his muscle.
And I can't bend my fingers. I can't grip like I used to could.
Self figures his hand would be in better shape if he hadn't taken 3 hours to get antivenom running through his veins. And that delay is largely because Hohenwald's hospital closed 20 years ago. With a low income and unhealthy population, the private owners didn't see a way to make money. The old building languished for a time and has now become something shy of a hospital, but more than a clinic. Today, Self drove his wife, Joyce, to an appointment for her irregular heartbeat.
They can do mammograms, they have x-rays, I've had IV done here, I've had breathing treatments.
At the Lewis County Health Center, patients can be seen as late as 10 o'clock, too, and some have stayed for observation. If someone needs more attention, an ambulance is parked out back. For Tennessee, it's a novel concept that has attracted the attention of Congress.
You don't have to drive 45 minutes to go to the closest.
How many therapists do you have?
That's Senator Lamar Alexander, who drove out for a tour this week. He chairs the Senate Health Committee. This is a backyard issue for him because his home state has had more hospitals closed than anywhere but Texas. Both states opted not to expand Medicaid, which would have provided more paying customers to rural hospitals. So Alexander is looking for the next best thing. Glorified clinics that might provide better primary care than a struggling hospital.
Increasingly in Tennessee, we're going to have rural counties without a hospital, and we can't have rural counties without health care.
This facility only works because Murray Regional Medical Center, which is owned by the neighboring county, has taken over and qualified for some federal grant money to offset its losses. Alan Watson is the CEO.
Does it have an emergency room? No. Does it have surgical capabilities? No. But for this size community, I think that this is a good model.
And Watson says it's a model that could be replicated. State officials are working with facilities on the verge of closure and encouraging them to consider making a similar move to primary care before they're faced with closing altogether. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.